Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Hi, everyone. I'm Vincent Joe.
Hi, I'm Kathy Reed.
And I'm Allison Reed.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
Hi, I'm Grace.
We're from the Haydenettes.
I am Mark Henretti.
Ciao a tutti, siamo Rebecca Ghirardi.
E Filippo Ambrosini.
E vi diamo il benvenuto a
This Week in Skating.
Welcome to This Week in Skating, the weekly podcast bringing you the latest news from the world of figure skating. Here are your hosts, Daphne, Gina, and Mateo.
And welcome back. We are back from Lake Placid. You likely got that episode from us last week where Gina and I broke down some of the competition that took place over the past week. But we're back with a regular episode. Going forward, we should be here for regular episodes, unless it's a light week. If it's a light news week, we may just share information on social media and not do an episode. I don't know if we've done one yet where we break down exactly what goes into us producing an episode, but I think we should.
I don't think we have. And I'm not sure if we're going to get a light week anytime soon because it's August now.
I know.
Do you know what that means?
Yes.
Like, we got the Junior Grand Prix starting at the end of the month. We got challengers this week. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. It's just impossible.
Yeah. I know. It's my own wishful thinking. The time for a light exactly. This week was back in May.
Yeah.
But let's face it, though, when we say we don't want to, we might not be doing an episode. Then, for instance, last week I was not recording with you and I missed you and I'm glad that you're both back. And actually, it's something that you look forward to on a Monday. You think, last Monday I felt lost. We're not recording.
I know.
No, you went to bed early.
Yes, I did.
We sent you a picture, too, of us when we were together on Monday night. I think, was it at the, did we do it at the reception?
No, we did it right at the arena, okay. And it was like right at the time we would be recording.
Yeah.
And Mateo went to bed.
Yep. We were definitely still very busy. Gina really was a huge help to me and Anne and everyone. She jumped in and helped with interviews, and so those recaps. We'll talk about new stuff coming on IDC later in the episode, but we still have more content that's coming about Lake Placid, so should be out this week.
Well, it's been 2 years, and this week, we're getting a medal ceremony. It's hard to believe, like, that it's 2 days from now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I guess I'll just start with the general skating news. Court of Arbitration for Sport has dismissed the appeal by the Canadian Olympic Committee, Skate Canada, and Canadian skaters in regards to the request of the re-ranking of the team event results. So that means Russia will get the bronze medal. Skate Canada did release a statement saying that Skate Canada respects the decision by the Court of Arbitration for Sport regarding the allocations of medals for the 2022 Beijing Olympic Games figure skating team competition. While we're disappointed that the ruling does not award Canada the bronze medal, we stand by the efforts and performances of our athletes, and we'll put the rest of their statement in our show notes. So that means all of the appeals have been heard. The case is closed. So we will have a medal ceremony this Wednesday. It will take place in Paris. Team USA and Team Japan will be participating. Russia will not. It's scheduled for 11 a.m. Eastern, and you can watch it on Peacock if you're here in the States. We were just talking with Mateo, and he's not sure he's going to be able to see it anyway. but I'm sure there will be, you know, a lot of coverage of it, hopefully. Team USA will be doing interviews. They will be appearing on the Today Show and Late Night with Maria Taylor. U.S. Figure Skating wants to see how you're celebrating this. If you're having a watch party, you can post your photos and tag U.S. Figure Skating on social media. You can also post a message to Team USA. Just tag U.S. Figure Skating on social media, and they will be posting some of your posts throughout the day. I know I am not going to go into work on Wednesday morning. I plan to stay home and watch here. I can't miss this. It's, you know, 2.5 years we've been following every development in this story, and it's coming to an end, and the athletes are on their way to Paris as we record this episode. And so I'm so excited. I'm going to shed a few tears, I know, especially for our photographers that are not going to be there because they're not in Paris. They're not covering the summer games. But I'm going to shed a few tears for our athletes and tears, you know, of happiness that this is finally coming to an end and they're getting what they deserved, what they should have gotten 2 years ago.
Absolutely, I'm very excited for all the athletes and watching the social media posts about them getting on the plane and heading to Paris. It's really exciting. And this is what they wanted. I mean, at least the athletes that had been spoken to, it had come out that this is what the athletes really wanted, was to be recognized at an Olympic Games. And so rather than waiting until 2026 or waiting until the World Championships next year, they're getting what they wanted. And at the end of the day, I think that's important. They are getting the moment that they wanted, the moment that was taken from them. Because our friends were in attendance at the Olympics when the award ceremony was called off. So it's finally happening.
Yeah. They were standing there waiting, our photographer friends, waiting for it to start. They had no clue.
Yeah, there was the, what is it? Is it the stuffed animals ceremony the night before?
Yes, the mascot ceremony
had taken place. But then when they went to do the actual medal ceremony, that was postponed.
Hopefully they will have a very good celebration. And I cannot hide that I thought of going there because Paris is only 2 hours away by plane from London. But unfortunately, I have a full-time job that is quite intense and life called, and I had to put away my dream of going there and celebrate them. But I'll be there in spirit, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think we all wish that we could go. Mm-hmm. But I am quite sure there'll still be celebrations even after the ceremony, even back in the U.S.
Yeah,
I hope that maybe they'll do something at the U.S. Championships as a big you know, celebration for the athletes.
Mm. Yeah.
That would
to
be
continue,
nice.
You know, this yep. good vibe.
Yeah. Anne wants them to do it at Worlds, too. She wants them to do a reenactment at Worlds. Just do the medal ceremony again at Worlds.
You know, I really wanted to see the medal ceremony in person. And I was thinking they might do something like at Nationals or at Worlds. But I think for me, just knowing that this is what they wanted and they're getting what they wanted, I think that's perfect.
And I just think, you know, watching the Paris Olympics and thinking back to Beijing, how things are so different now. You know, there's all the crowd and family and friends are there in Paris watching the athletes, and they're going to get that in Paris that they wouldn't have gotten in Beijing. So I know I'm seeing that athletes are posting that their parents are coming to Paris. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be cool too. You know, cause they wouldn't have gotten that in Beijing.
No,
given the COVID
not.
Crackdown and all of that. So I'm happy that family and friends are going to be in Paris as they get their medals too. That'll be exciting.
Yeah. I'm excited for Vincent Zhou, who had a less than ideal Olympic experience being quarantined with COVID, and he's going to get to celebrate yep. with his teammates. And I just think this is great. And now maybe we can start to move on from this phase of it. But one thing we can't move on from is the doping situation as a whole. More needs to be done. We've talked about it before. This should not happen again. Clean sport is crucial to moving the sport forward.
Agreed.
Well, moving on in our general skating news, Adam Hegara of Slovakia has withdrawn from NHK Trophy. This would have been his first senior Grand Prix. He has been assigned to the JGP Czech Skate instead. So it looks like Adam is going to stick to the JGP series and not move up to senior.
Entries were announced for the Junior Grand Prix Riga Cup, which is the first Junior Grand Prix of the season, on August 28th to the 31st in Riga, Latvia, and for the Junior Grand Prix Czech Skate in Ostrava, Czech Republic, which is going to take place in September between the 4th and the 7th.
Well, Ava Ziegler has withdrawn from Skate Canada and Cup of China, according to the U.S. Figure Skating Assignments page. According to Golden Skate, she's having a procedure done on an injury from last season and hopes to be back on the ice again soon. So we're wishing Ava all the best and hope to see her very soon.
So the ISU has posted its member entries for Europeans, for Continents, Junior Worlds, and Worlds. They also indicated they are now using a combined TES score to qualify for the championships. The short rhythm scores and free scores can be obtained at different competitions. So for Worlds, the score is 104 for men, 90 for women, 88 for pairs, and 94 for ice dance. For Four Continents and Europeans, it's 86 for men, 75 for women and pairs, and 85 for ice dance. And for Junior Worlds, it's 80 for the men, 72 for women, 63 for pairs, and 71 for ice dance. So this is new this season. It's a combined TES score, rhythm and short program plus free skate to equal those numbers that I just gave you in order for teams to be able to compete at the ISU championships.
The ISU also posted its member entries for World Synchro and World Junior Synchro Championships. The ISU are now using a combined TES score to qualify for championships, which is 43 for senior and 35 for junior.
And late today, U.S. Figure Skating announced that Ilya Malinin wins the Skating Magazine Reader's Choice Award. That award is voted on by the readers, and it's given out at the U.S. Championships.
Well, moving on to event results. The Philadelphia Summer Championships, which is an NQS for singles, took place this past week. What? There was something outside of Lake Placid going on? Yeah.
Yes, Daphne. Yes, there was.
Yeah. So in the senior women, gold went to Amy Essen Yang. and she is from Canada. Silver was Ting Shui, and bronze went to Lindsay Beyer. In the senior men category, gold went to Beck Strummer, silver to Liam Capakis, and bronze to Joseph Klein. And as usual, we will be linking these results in our show notes.
Moving on to program announcements, I don't know where to start. We have way too many programs being announced, don't we? But as you know, we're keeping track of all of them, so you will find an update at least. Just to mention a few, though, we now know what Kimi Räikkönen of Switzerland is going to skate on. She shared that the short program is on music by Ray, Modern Nature, and the free skate is on music on from the Gladiator movie. Isabel Levito shared that the short program will be on Swan Lake and the free skate on Liebenstraum. Who else can we talk about? There are just so many. Rebecca Ghilardi and Filippo Ambrosini shared that their short program is going to be on El Tango di Roxanne and the free program on The Phantom of the Opera. I think it will be quite an interesting one to keep an eye on because they're building on from the previous season and bringing even more energy in. So quite a lot to look forward to. I'm pretty sure that we're all waiting and looking forward to seeing the new programs on the ice very soon.
Yes, and Gina had a ton of information from Lake Placid that was added to our program tracker, so be sure to check it out.
Yes, we, Anna and I were comparing notes quite a bit. We were.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Doing a lot of Shazamming while we were in Lake Placid. So I think I have a few more to still update. But yeah, definitely go and check out our program music on our website because we did a lot of updating. And one person that talked about their programs in an article was Golden Skate did an interview with Georgia's Anastasia Gubanova, the 2023 European champion. She mentioned what her short program is, and then she also talked about her struggles with her weight when she was younger. She got married on July 27th, so she talks about that too. So definitely check out that article from Golden Skate.
Moving on to social media updates, Great Britain's Liam Carr has announced his retirement from competitive skating, and he's going to pursue his competitive goals in running.
Ayumi Shibayama and Tomoki Kimura are announced as a new ice dance team.
I believe they are training at Kinoshita Academy, which is where Kathy is based, Kathy Reed. So I'm interested to see this. Japan is growing in ice dance, and I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, Pride House at the Paris Olympics have been set up as a welcoming space for everyone who believes in the need for more inclusion sport, with the aim to build awareness of inclusion of the LGBTQI+ people in the world of sport and offering a space to celebrate them. Compete Proud, the diversity, equality, and inclusion platform, founded by former single skater Javier Rea, hosted a conference about inclusivity last Saturday with a very special guest, Guillaume Cicerone. So check out both Pride House and Compete Proud's Instagram for more info and photos.
And I think that was quite actual because given a couple of things that happened, that are happening at the Olympic Games, we should probably heard of, it's nice to see that Paris is giving a space to the LGBTQI community, but even beyond that, a space for inclusion. It's a very important message that is being sent to the world of sports and beyond that. So really well done to all of them for putting that big of an effort to come up with something that is being quite successful and welcomed by those that are in Paris at the Games.
I feel like because we were in Lake Placid during the first week of the games, it's going very quickly.
Yeah, totally is.
Yeah.
Swimming is over. Gymnastics ended today. I won't say anything for those who haven't watched it, but today was very exciting. in the gymnastics world. But yeah, we're almost done. Only a few more days.
Do you also do the same mistake that I'm doing? Maybe I've just got a one-track mind, but I do watch the Olympics quite regularly and I do watch other sports. But very often when I'm talking to friends and family, I would say, oh, yeah, for instance, today I was talking about the gymnastic and I was saying, yeah, when the skater, when, no, not the skater, sorry, when the gymnast, and I keep saying the skater, the skater, the skater. I think we're just too into the sports.
Yes, yeah. Well, I have a friend who follows gymnastics closely, so she'll always say, well, do they do that in skating? Is it that way in skating? Like the fact that, what did she ask me about? Oh, the all around. She was asking, are they only allowed so many skaters for per country, per event? And I'm like, well, yeah. So,
yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of comparing. I'll get the, I might not say skater when I'm referring to gymnast, but I'll have people ask me, well, do they do that in skating? So I have the other way.
Yeah. I think, yeah. I think people equate the two. Like, if you're a fan of gymnastics, you probably also watch skating and vice versa.
Yeah.
I used to watch gymnastics so much more, but I really don't have time anymore. It's skating takes up a lot of time in my life with all, not physically skating on the ice, but like the things that I'm working on. With IDC and
yeah, well, the podcast. I may have had Peacock on my computer for the team event when we were in Lake Placid, and Melanie and I may have been watching it. Just maybe.
Multitasking.
Yes.
You know,
it's called multitasking. Yeah.
If you have questions about that, you know how to do it well. Anyone should check in with Jackie Wong because he seems to be able to do it.
Yes.
Every competition. Yep. I don't know how, but I've been reading tweets from him about the gymnastics because I feel like he's on this break from skating. And so he's kind of watching what's happening with skating, but it's kind of like from a distance. But he's really been looking at the gymnastics competitions.
So. And I think fans get upset with him when he's tweeting about something else other than skating. And I'm can he have a life outside of skating?
which we all do. I wouldn't want anyone to review the list of projects I'm working on because it might terrify you, the number of things I'm doing. I feel like we got sidetracked, yeah. But I think it's totally fine.
That's fine.
Our last bit of news, Nikolai Memela is back on the ice after 6 weeks due to an unfortunate accident that he had during an off-ice warm-up that caused a fracture and ligament damage. That sounds not good.
Glad he's back on the ice, though.
Yeah, take it easy. Get back into it.
Yep.
The season is a marathon, and it's a grind, so take your time. Moving on to the upcoming events for the week.
We're starting challengers. Yes.
No.
See, when you said at the beginning of the episode that you were thinking we could have a light week, we're starting the challenger series like this week. It's Cranberry Cup, August 8th to the 11th in Norwood, Massachusetts at the Skating Club of Boston. Now, this is a challenger series for singles. And they're also doing an international event for junior and advanced novice singles. And Robin is going to be heading there to photograph the event. So she's getting ready for her crazy travel season.
Oh, man. I really don't know how she does it, but she does. Like, and she just keeps going. So.
Well, you got to witness how she Superwoman. Does it.
I do. She roomed in the house with us. She does not get a lot of sleep, but she does make sure she gets a certain number of hours. But she, I swear, when she's asleep, she's pulling photos. So
we may have found her sleeping a couple times during the event.
Yes, I have a number of pictures of Robin sleeping at competitions. Yeah.
You see, though, maybe that's why she's so strong, because she's able to save her energy at the right time to recharge and come back stronger. We need to learn.
You know what? Now she's sounding like an iPhone that you plug in and charge up. Is that what you do, Robin? Are you like an iPhone? Do you have a charging cord? Are you like an electric car? I don't know. But somehow she manages it. So next up also, Copper Cup is taking place from August 7th through the 11th, Bountiful, Utah. It's an NQS for singles, and it's got some solo dance series action going on.
London in the UK is going to have the Solo Ice Dance Training Camp these weekends, so 11th and 12th of August. It's the first summer solo ice dance seminar in London, and it's hosted by Philippa Towler Green, which is the next great British ice dancer. And I'm quite excited to say that I will be going there to have a look at it and hopefully report back very soon after it.
Yay. So
very cool.
Wait and see. I cannot miss something that is just 30 minutes down the road on the tube for me. I'm not going to miss that.
No, definitely not. It's great that they're doing that so close to you. I mean, you just got back from Chescalipa. I feel like, where you were in the middle of the ice dance world. So this is another great opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And I have something else next week as well, but we shall not reveal that yet.
Okay. Well, the 2024 National Showcase is taking place this week in San Jose, California, and Melanie is the official event photographer. I think she was only home for a few days before she headed out to San Jose. So, she'll be posting photos for sure.
Yeah, she just sent me her senior free dance photos for the Ice Dance International, so I'm going to get those up tonight. Which is a great segue into how we like to end every episode. As you know, we like to end our episodes by shining a lens on what's going on at TWIS, IDC, and FSO.
So starting from This Week in Skating, don't forget to check our page dedicated to the program announcement for the new season. As I mentioned earlier on, we got everything hopefully up to date and we keep updating it very regularly. Also, take a look at our merchandise. You know, we have a swag page, so please go check it. We have beautiful products that are This Week in Skating branded, and it's a great way to support us as well by getting something from it. And also, as we mentioned before, Daphne and Gina recorded an episode from Lake Placid last week. So we posted that on the 3rd of August. If you haven't listened to it yet, go check it out.
Over at IDC, we've got photos from Lake Placid Ice Dance Championships and the Ice Dance International. Myself, Melanie, and Robin took the photos from that competition. I also have this great interview with Una and Gage Brown, where they talk about their GoFundMe and some of their financial struggles that have been happening. And it's kind of eye-opening when you read it, because Una and Gage are, you know, very well-established team. And for them to talk about some of these challenges, I think it just shines some attention on this is not just something they're going through. It's something that other teams and skaters go through as well. So Morgan did a great job with that Q&A. And I will have some recaps from Lake Placid. I just got another one from Anne. So those will be coming out this week.
Well, over at FSO, I also have photos from Lake Placid. They're all up, so go check them out. And we haven't mentioned, but I'm going to have coverage of the medal ceremony in Paris, because Scott, who writes for FSO, just happens to be in Paris covering his other sport, which is women's basketball, and the stars aligned, he's going to be able to go to the medal ceremony and do some interviews with Team USA. So check that out on FSO later in the week.
That's so great. I'm glad that someone's going to be there to represent.
Yeah, it's hard for, you know, just any journalist to go to the Olympics. Like, none of us could just kind of go right now and get a credential. The media that's there applied for their media credentials for the Summer Olympics like a year and a half ago. So And that, again, it's just the luck of the draw. Scott happens to be there. Happened that the basketball game schedule worked in his favor, that he could be at the medal ceremony and he's not having to be at a basketball game. But it is very unfortunate that a lot of just the sole skating journalists and the ones who were there in Beijing, and I can, three names that come to my mind, Robin, yes, Melanie, and Danielle, are unfortunately not going to be able to be there.
Yeah, I'm happy for the athletes. I'm happy for the U.S. and Japanese athletes who are getting their medals. It's taken a long time, and so it's time for them to be able to close the door on that. That brings us to the end of our episode. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of This Week in Skating. Remember, you can keep up with us throughout the week by visiting our website at www.thisweekinskating.com. Connect with us on social media for additional updates. You can find us on Twitter at This Week in Skating without the E's, or Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at This Week in Skating. You got a burning question or feedback for Gina, Daphne, or Mateo? Reach out to us via social media or drop us an email at thisweekinskating@gmail.com. And if you're really enjoying the show and want to support us further, consider joining our Patreon community at patreon.com/thisweekinskating. Until next time, have a nice week.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.